Hello, everybody out there in farm country. Do you really want to rescue the planet from global warming? The ice at the North Pole is melting. That's going to open up the Northwest Passage, and our ships won't have to go through the Panama Canal anymore. Ethanol and biodiesel have a lot of new supporters because they burn cleaner than petroleum. The whole world, however, is worried about greenhouse gases. You can't pick up a newspaper that doesn't at least have one article describing the threat of global warming. It's our fault. We're responsible for all the bad weather and the warming planet. But is it really getting warmer? In the last 100 years, there's disagreement over which years were the hottest, 1920, 1934 back then, or 1998. They say the ice cap is melting. However, we don't have irrefutable evidence that global warming is a reality. Can we stop the warming by getting rid of our SUVs and our trucks and our planes and our industry? I don't think so. If we want climate stability, let's get rid of the source. 18% of our greenhouse gases come from 1.5 billion cattle and other livestock. Cows are the culprit, according to a 400-page United Nations report. Well, let's just kill the cows. Seems to me that it's a bit of a stretch to blame all this on man. The planet has turned hot and cold and hot and cold many times over the last billion years. And that wasn't caused by cars and trucks either. The inconvenient truth is, there isn't any solution. Even if it is to some degree our fault that the Earth is warming, we're not going to change. The Chinese are going to add millions of cars in the decades ahead. Using carbon offsets won't solve our problem either. Guess it might make some big carbon producers feel better, get rid of their climate guilt when they have 2 or 3 houses and fly in private jets belching out carbon gases. Enough on this subject. It's giving me a headache. The good thing is all our worry about greenhouse gases is good for the ethanol business. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.